Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
My name is Kathy Bilyeu, and I'm the director of the Fine Arts Museum at HBU. And I'm a native Houstonian. I joined the Navy right out of high school and lived in various places for over 20 years. And my husband and I decided to move back to Houston to be near family. He retired from the Navy after 24 years. And we moved back to Houston in 2011. And I was deciding whether to stay in my current field, which was computer design and drafting, or to start all over again with the fine arts degree. And I went ahead and applied to a university, a local university, and went to U of H for my bachelor's. And when I was done with my bachelor's degree in fine arts, I applied at HBU for a master in fine arts to be the part of the program. And it was funny because I wasn't planning on doing my MFA, but I just decided on, you know, I thought, well, why not just apply and see what happens? Cause I wasn't looking at moving from the Houston area cause we had just moved back. So in 2015, I applied to HBU for the master's in fine arts program. And I wasn't even complete with my application yet, and I got a call from Michael Collins. So Michael Collins called me and introduced himself and, you know, told me a little bit about the program. And I was floored because I thought, wow, this is really, is this really so nice? I can't believe that someone is calling me and inviting me to the campus to come look around. And, you know, it was so welcoming and so different. And I really liked it. And so I started the program at HBU, and right before graduation, you know, I felt like family there. And right before graduation, I remember Michael telling me, well, we don't know what we're going to do not seeing you here every day. You know, it's going to be so strange. And I said, yeah, it is. And then an opportunity came about for me to apply for the director of the Fine Arts Museum. And Michael approached me and said, oh, you should apply for this. I could see you, you know, here. And that's basically, I applied for the program, went through the interview process, and it was great. It just felt right. I felt like at home. And that's how I'm here. I know I have a background in various things, you know, from the military to a veterinary assistant to, you know, my husband and I were, we married very young, and I was still in the military when we married. So we've been together over 30 years, and we've moved around to a lot of different places. Every couple of years, I would have to get a new job or a new, you know, start on a new career. And it's so funny. I feel like that Johnny Cash song, I've been everywhere and I've done everything. But I kept getting pulled back to art. It just, something kept pulling me back to art. And that's when I decided, you know, when I came back to Houston, to just pursue a career in fine art. And because that's what I'm interested in. I teach, I can teach fine arts painting. I'm currently teaching methods and materials and color theory and printmaking. I'm also a printmaker, and I belong to a local printing group called Burning Bones Press. And it's it's just, it's really my, I feel like it's my calling. It's my calling to be in the field of art, whether it's teaching or making art. I like learning. I'll never stop learning. I have Michael Collins and also Dr. Marcos as mentors. They've been so wonderful to me, and it's really a godsend.
Wow, Kathy, what a great story you have. I mean, amazing. I mean, just rattle off the places you've lived. I'd be interested to know.
Oh, well, I started out in Orlando, Florida, and that's where I went to boot camp. Then they sent me to Meridian, Mississippi for school, for Navy A school is what they call it. And that was for logistics. So I have a background in supply and logistics too. And from there, I was stationed in Charleston, South Carolina, and I was there for a few years. And then I met my husband. And after Charleston, my husband and I were together for a few years, and then we got married. We moved from Charleston to Corpus Christi, Texas, because we were trying to get back home towards near family, and that was the closest we could find, the closest that the detailer would give us. So we were in Corpus, and we ended up only staying for a year because of the sea duty, shore duty rotation in the military. So there was nothing we could do about it. So we went right back to the East Coast a year later, to Norfolk, Virginia. And we lived in the Norfolk, Virginia, Chesapeake area for 3-4 years. And after Norfolk, Virginia, we got lucky and got to come back to Texas around the Corpus area. This time it was at Ingleside, which is right across the bay from Corpus Christi. And we were there for 3 years. And then we went to Italy from there. And from Italy back, that was 3 years. And then from Italy back to Norfolk, Virginia. And we were there in Norfolk, Virginia for several years until my husband retired. So, and when he retired, we moved back to Houston. So we've been kind of back and forth and back and forth.
And it's probably good to be back home, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. I mean, I still take pictures of old haunts and, you know, places around Houston. I feel like an explorer of places, because so much has changed since, I mean, I left in 1988 and I came back in 2011. So that's a really long time and a lot of changes.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, but you spent 3 years studying painting at a private school in Italy. So tell us, what city in Italy, and just reflect that 36 month period to us.
It was great. As we were living in Italy, my husband was stationed there on the air base in Capodichino. And the minute we got there, I thought, what have we done? It was right after 9/11. It was I think the 3rd of December of 2001. And I thought when we got there, I thought, what have I done? This is crazy. It's freezing cold here, and we don't have any heat in our apartment. And it was crazy. But as we met friends, and you know, at first it's just like a fishbowl. All the military people are together. It's like a support system, which is great. And then we started meeting friends who were friends of the local Italians, and that's how I met Luigi. And Luigi Fanvistraud was my instructor. He owns a school in Caserta, Italy, which is right next to Naples. It's part of the Naples surrounding area. And it was a private school. We met a couple of times a week for several hours, and then I ended up almost going there every day during the week and just helping him with the other students, because I was so, having so much fun with the painting and the program and everything. And they turned into family. Gigi is his nickname. Gigi and Mary, his wife, and their daughter, Natasha. I mean, we're still close. We still talk. They keep asking me when I'm going to come back. it was really a great experience. And it was life-changing for me as well, because that was one of those things that brought me back to art. You know, I'd had art in high school and I kept putting it off, you know, because of life. And that was my opportunity to jump back in.
That is beautiful. I mean, you're currently serving as the HBU Fine Arts Museum Director and Assistant Professor of Fine Arts at HBU. So divide the two and tell us about your responsibilities and what it's like at HBU.
Well, it's hard to explain what I do, because I do a little bit of everything. I started out as the museum director, working. It was a staff position, full time, all year, and I did that for 2 years, my first 2 years, and I was also the MFA coordinator, which is basically, it's almost like being a troop leader for the MFAs. You know, getting them accustomed to the program, answering any questions, advising them, making sure they get into all the right classes. That in itself is a full-time job, taking care of our MFAs, but I love it. And, you know, it's great. So I do that. I'm responsible for the museum and tours. We have guided tours. We have, you know, open hours where people can come in and just look at the art. They can ask questions, and I can give private tours. I can give class tours. And it's really this collection that we have is a great collection of religious art that belonged to William and Sharon Morris. Mm-hmm. And part of it has been gifted to us and part of it is on loan. And they wanted to share this collection with and touch as many lives as they could. And this is a great way to do it, especially in an educational setting.
We might mention that the Museum of Fine Arts is at Houston Baptist University, 7502 mm-hmm. Fondren there. And, you know, that it is a beautiful museum. Tell us about the museum itself and mm-hmm. for those who want to bring a class or a friend or just come by themselves.
No, it was built in 2012. And we have, I want to say eight, I believe it's eight. So we're adding to it as we go, a collection of eight religious works of art from the William and Sharon Morris collection. We also have paintings from the Soleri, Kristen Soleri Foundation, which is paintings by Kristen Soleri. And you can come by anytime. Right now, we're open Monday through Thursday, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And that's due to COVID restrictions. We're doing tours by appointment to small groups. We're trying to limit it to like five or six people at a time so that we can socially distance and be safe. But they would just, if they wanted to come and have a tour of the museum, they could give me a call or send me an email. It's kbilu at hbu.edu, or they can call me at 281-649-3610.
That's great. Kathy, I want you, you know, we have prospective students and prospective parents of students, grandparents of students that are listening, and you know, this area of fine arts, you have a unique whole complement at HBU, and that you have one of the renowned art schools of the country at HBU. But you also have this dynamic spiritual component. I think you use the term family, which I hear so often in all these interviews. People, interestingly to me, use that singular word to describe HBU, which I receive as a total compliment to the institution. But for those that are considering HBU Fine Arts, tell them why they need to make it their choice.
Well, I guess the best way to answer that was why I made it my choice. Because as a former student, an HBU alumni of the program, it's a smaller program. You do feel like family, and I mean that genuinely. It's not like you're at a university where you're just a number. You know, you're a person, and we care about you, and they cared about me, and I wanted to be a part of that.
I totally agree. And I mean, you also mentioned the very famous Michael Collins, who is like a whole locomotive embodied.
Yeah.
Just an amazing man. But under his leadership, there's been a DNA passed on that it's not just studying the arts, but it's studying the arts with passion. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Well, I believe that when you're an artist and you are so happy with what you do, you want to share that with everyone. And I've always felt that way. Whenever I learn something, I want to show other people who are interested in what I'm doing, you know, to kind of keep the tradition going. And I feel like it's a tradition in, I guess pedagogy, you know, is a tradition in teaching, but also a tradition in the way that we connect with people and in the way that we, you know, share our world and you know, come together, you know, and it's kind of like minds meeting and collaborating. And I'm not really sure how to how to explain that, but it's one of those things that you definitely feel included and part of what's going on here. You're part of the university and you're part of the family.
I totally agree. Kathy, you're such a blessing to Houston Baptist University and to the Fine Arts program. We're so grateful for everything you've done to...
Well, I'm grateful to be here.
Yeah, well, to brighten the lives and encourage the students and to really help get the word out. So we want to just thank you. And I want to remind everyone that you can learn more about HBU by just simply going to hbu.edu/admissions. We do have people standing by to answer any question you may have. And there's lots of questions when it comes to a university or a fine arts program, 281-649-3211. And our graduate school that Kathy referred to, hbu.edu/grad, G-R-A-D, 281-649-3269. And you mentioned the Morris family, and I want to just close on that by saying that HBU is blessed with founding fathers, and one that's we're graced with the still living at 101 years of age, Stuart Morris. Mm-hmm. He, along with a generation of men from that greatest generation, as Tom Brokaw coined the term, stood in the grass there at when Southwest Freeway didn't even go beyond Fondren. And they personally guaranteed loans for a dream called Houston Baptist College that became Houston Baptist University, and it took off from there. And we just salute those men and women, the many that have served the last six decades as we're in our 60th anniversary. Mm-hmm. A reminder that we all need to give to make HBU happen. Every time I meet one of these fine arts students, I just get so fired up because they're so exciting and they're creative and they're taking the arts and they're influencing culture in such a respectable and yet beautiful way. So give online at hbuonline.com and HBU Giving, 281-649-3222. Kathy, thanks so much for being with us. It's just an honor to meet you. And again, thank you for all you're doing at HBU. And we look forward to checking back with you and with the Fine Arts Department in the days ahead.
Oh, definitely. Thank you. I'm glad to be here in any way I can help.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.